Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Akhilesh, now, very interestingly, I hear that there is a target given to excise collection on liquor. There is a target given to excise collection on cigarettes. There is a target given to stamp duty collection on real estate. There is a target given to customs duty on imports. There is a target given to income tax collection. And there are targets given to everybody. Traffic police also gets a target. Ke itna jinko pakadne ka aaj, and you have to take so much fine. Now the thing is, what is the government trying to do? This excise collector, okay, for liquor, what is he supposed to go and say? And say, please, daru piyo yaar, mujhe target hai yaar, I have to meet my targets. So please drink. Or what? Is he supposed to join Malia and try and promote alcohol? Saying that you drink a bottle of whiskey every day keeps doctor away. I mean, what? What is he supposed to do? Cigarettes. What is he supposed to go? Go out and hand over cigarettes? Because that's the only way he can achieve his targets, isn't it? He cannot achieve his target otherwise. The point that I am trying to ask you is, are we converting our enforcement systems into a Gestapo? Literally, because what are they doing? You are making a tax collector go and collect taxes. So ultimately, what is he going to do? He is going to harass the common man. You are making an excise guy go and collect excise duty. What is he going to do? Harass the retailer who is already harassed with the demonetization and others. You are going and giving these collectors, cigarette excise guys to collect money from cigarette. What is he going to do? That is why the panwala sells that cigarette to a 12-year-old boy. Because for him, he has to sell. His target, I'm sure, target is good. Target needs to be achieved. But somewhere down the line, Akhilesh, where is this target rush taking us?
You know, Sujit, the question is what kind of targets? If the targets are to do with more like an MIS or budgeting system, that is understandable. That you had a tax collection of X amount this year and your target and your estimate is it will be Y amount next year. So, targeting to try to estimate the state of the government's finances is understandable because you are trying to plan your finances. That in case I get so much collection, this is the kind of expenditure I can meet. I think these kind of targets should be left in the theoretical books the way they are made because they are actually made very theoretically. The problem lies is that they are enforced. So you're talking about a poor stamp duty sub-registrar. His target, I remember a gentleman told me his target was 3,600 crores stamp duty collection. And his lament was, what can I do if real estate transactions are not happening? I cannot be put to blame. But his problem is that his bosses in Mantralaya drive him berserk, collect the stamp duty. But he does not control the real estate market of the country that those numbers of transactions will be registered. So the problem that comes is, good, make your targets. That's how probably you want to look at your administration in terms of quantitative situations. But don't let that target be a performance indicator for the Babu. If you put it as this performance indicator, he is going to drive his constituency nuts. And which is what we are seeing.
Which is what we are seeing in the last 3 years. Yes. What we are seeing is that, Akhilesh, I want to ask you another question. Fine, you are giving people target. You are telling me I have to pay my taxes and I will be questioned if I pay my taxes lesser this year than last year. I have to prove why I got less money. So, I already have got less money than last year, but I have to also prove it to the department. Why? I have to literally beg to them. Now, that is as far as the payment is concerned. That is as far as the common citizen is concerned who has to pay. I have been asked to pay more. More, 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 more and more. My targets are going up, up, up and up. Now, let me reverse the question. What about expenditure? Why is there no target for expenditure? Flyover, which was supposed to be 12,000 crores, the actual expenditure is close to 22,000 crores. The C-Link, we all know the story. Whichever government it is, I am not talking about one government, X government, Y government, whichever government it is. Every government project has exceeded their expenditure target. Every government project. There is hardly any government project. In fact, I would stick my neck out to say there is no government project which has stuck to their original expenditure target.
Expenditure as well as time of completion target.
Time of completion ki to main baat hi nahi kar raha hu.
Yes.
What time of completion chalu hota hai, and you know, if it is supposed to be completed in 2018, it will be completed in 2028.
Yes.
So I'm not even talking about that. So somewhere down the line, why is it that targets, common citizen, profitability, common citizen, money coming in, common citizen, but when it comes to the government, they have no responsibility, no accountability. Why is that?
See, it's a very one-way situation. When it comes to collection, there are performance targets fixed. I can tell you for sure that promotions of bureaucrats get dependent on that. The performance targets are in terms of collections, in terms of today, very unfortunately, they are even in terms of levy of penalty and initiation of prosecution proceedings, which is disturbing the entire way the government administration takes place. So the lopsided and one-sided part is, as far as income is concerned, there is a collection target. So you use coercive recovery measures, you use forced measures, you intimidate your constituency and jurisdiction, do what you have to do. Otherwise, you will not get your promotion, you will be sidelined. So the poor Babu is made to run for it. Sad part is, Sujit, take the case of, you know, cigarettes and liquor that you said. For some reason, there's a downturn in the economy and people are not consuming liquor. Okay, it has to do with the situation of the economy beyond anybody and everybody's control. The target for the year is not brought down. Please, if you want to follow targets, please do a mid-year review, quarter-to-quarter review and rectify it. Like for example, this year's income tax, last year the income tax target collection was about 10 lakh crores. I'm sure this year they would have, you know, increased the collection target by at least 20-25%. Now, first of all, the economy is going to expect it to be growing at the rate of about 7% only. How do you increase your collection target by 20-23% is a big question mark. Now, as the year goes on, the economy may not be doing what you think it was supposed to do. For example, Maharashtra may be doing good in tax collection. But do you know, in Uttar Pradesh, income tax collections are down by 23%. The same is the story with Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Mizoram, Nagaland and Sikkim. Is there going to be a mid-year correction that you tone down the figure such that the oppression on the poor taxpayer is reduced? Because the Babu is going to come with his tax target which was set at the beginning of the year, completely oblivious of the actual conditions that will roll out during the year. They don't do any mid-course correction. So the target is enforced with an iron rod. And if you don't nowadays, prosecutions under any revenue act have become imminent.
Akhilesh, have you seen this movie called Lagan? We are actually narrating the script of that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because somewhere down the line, like the British government, they would put a tax, Lagan. Okay, and whether hail come high water, whether it is sukha or whether it is bad, they wouldn't bother whether it is flood or whether it is...
The target remains.
The target remains. And that was the whole picture. The whole movie was made that way. Somewhere down the line, it is actually juxtaposing the same situation. Currently, our own government, democracy, our republic, and this is what is happening. Absolutely correct. The first and foremost thing is that, listen, you know, every pressure that the government goes through is put on the people. When they take money to win elections, when they borrow money as oil bonds, end of the day, we have to pay 100 rupees or whatever, 90 rupees for petrol. Okay. Every pressure is ultimately put on the person. The public sector, no accountability. They make money, they blow money, they waste money, no problem, no accountability. No government sectors are accountable to make money. The only person who is supposed to make money is this common citizen of India. The only person who is supposed to make money.
So, on the one side, on inflow, there is a target.
Correct.
It is enforced brutally.
Correct.
Coercion, intimidation, anything in the rule book or not in the rule book is done because the Babu's promotion performance is at stake.
Correct.
When it comes to expenditure, no target is met.
Correct.
In other words, there is no accountability. As you said, a bridge for 12,000 crores becomes, you spend 22,000. Where is the accountability? Why did that kind of money get spent extra and why was there cost overrun or time overrun for 10 years? So no accountability. But let me tell you one area where they have accountability. Where target is met.
Oh.
You know where? Bank loans. Government sets a target that this segment of society must be given 1 lakh crores loans. 1 lakh crores se zyada de diya jata hai. Because that target gets met.
Correct. Correct. And Malia sits in London.
Malia sits in London.
You see,
genuinely, I'm telling you, when the government sets targets for bank lending that this sector must be given so much, they always meet their targets. But any other expenditure or outflow target of the government, it has no meaning. At that point of time, the Babu is not asked that, you know, we gave you a bridge to construct. Its budget was 12,000 crores. Why did it become 22,000 crores? No questions were asked. They are never asked. But for money not collected as per target, oh, it's a different story.
Absolutely. Akhilesh, which makes us sitting ducks.
Oh, yes.
Which makes a common man sitting ducks.
Yes.
Anything that goes wrong. Malia takes 10,000 crores, we pay for it.
Yes.
Nirav Modi takes X amount of money home, we pay for it.
Yes.
So every time there is a problem, we pay for it. So somewhere down the line, we are sitting ducks. And it is not that we pay for it. We volunteer to pay for it. It is a gun put on our head and the money is taken from our head. So there is no difference between what used to happen during the colonial regime and what is happening now. It is almost the same.
And from a society perspective, Sujit, this is, you know, collection and spending money. Why don't we have serious targets on, you know, issues like education? Why don't we have it on healthcare? Why don't we have it on child and women's welfare? Why don't we have it on those segments? Because again, that makes it accountable. They don't wish to be accountable.
You know, the budget we spend on child and women is not even 0.75, Akhilesh, of the total budget. Not even 0.75% of the money.
And that comes without any target or accountability.
At the cost of actually running out on time, I still want to draw our attention, your attention on one more point. You see, targets are technically is a very corporate phenomena. It's a very private sector phenomena. Okay, so FMCG company like Hindustan Lever also may be having they have a target, of course. Okay, but the target is also based, so they know that they have to sell X and they put pressure on their sales team to sell X, okay? But they also have another team which is called as a product development team, which ensures that the product that they deliver are actually enhanced on a daily basis. So the product that is ultimately given to the consumer to purchase is also developed. So there's a service given which they expect the consumer to buy it. In government sector, Akhilesh, pray tell me, what is the service that a consumer who, that is me, and I am a consumer because I pay taxes. What does a common man get in return?
There's no question of service.
There's no question of service.
Yes.
Does he have a security? Go walk into a police station, try and lodge an FIR and then talk about it. Does he have cleanliness? Does he get, is the environment kept clean? Look at certain roads, especially in Mumbai, and then we talk about it.
Your expectations are misplaced?
No,
they are supposed to be public servants, they are public masters.
Absolutely. You know, healthcare, worst things, healthcare. Absolutely, absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. You know, just
inhuman.
Inhuman. Inhuman. Absolutely inhuman. Okay. But education. We just spoke about it. It is worse than possibly anywhere in the world. The fact remains that what am I getting for my tax? So possibly when I pay money and I don't get anything in return, it is no longer tax. It is extortion. It is extortion. Would you agree to me?
I would agree. In the sense, you are coercing me to collect taxes. But the story ends there.
And coercing for me to pay taxes. And the story ends there. And I get nothing in return. Absolutely nothing in return. So, you know, so basically then to actually conclude, Akhilesh, is targets on every aspect where we have to pay money. Number one. Number two, every department given a target. What are we creating our country into? And what are we creating our enforcement departments into? Our enforcement departments have now are slowly being now seen as actual collectors. People like who walk with a whip to collect money. And that's exactly how the country sees them now. And that's exactly what you're converting these departments into now. Is this the India we want to live in the next coming years? Is something that we, the citizen, have to decide. And believe me, we, the citizen, have to decide that. Because if we keep quiet now, this is what our future is going to look like. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.